Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 97 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about conducting reasonable discourse online. We're in a pluralistic society, at least if you're in the US, you are. I assume that if you're listening to this, you're in a place that's relatively pluralistic, such that you have to have the ability for people with multiple types of opinions or religions or whatever to come together in some sort of shared citizenship. And so in this kind of discourse, in this side of space, we need to learn how to interact positively and constructively with people who disagree with us. And I've spent a lot of my last five to 10 years doing that. That doesn't make me an expert. That doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. I do lots of these things, but I do have some thoughts about them. And the most common one that we're going to talk about today is when somebody has an opinion that I'm not going to call them a troll because they're not quite a troll, but they have an opinion that they feel appropriate to share without engaging, without listening, without contributing anything positive, only for the sake of themselves having been heard and to let it be known that they are a dissenter, but without actually, you know, being willing to engage in any actual conversation or consider changing their views. So on Twitter today, I shared something about diversity in hiring and especially steps you can take to make it more likely that you will be a part of bringing gender equity in your hiring practices and in the tech world in general. I think it's called Hire More Women in Tech. And it's this very nuanced thing with all this information, lots of different sources and lots of different things about inequity in hiring and about addressing inequity in hiring. And so somebody responded to me and said something along the lines of, or you could just look at somebody's skills and not worry about their gender, winky face. So that in general, I have all sorts of reasons why that's a problematic assumption, but whatever, that's fine. You know, people are entitled to have wrong opinions or to not know something. So one of the things that I found is that often when people are kind of sending these types of responses and I respond negatively to them, someone says, well, they just wanted to learn. Well, no, there's a very big difference between people who want to learn and people who want to be snarky or who want to be heard or who want to dissent or who want to, you know, whatever else it ends up being. Someone who wants to learn, and I get these folks all the time and love them, say, you know what, Matt, you're a lot more liberal than I am, or you're a lot more conservative than I am, whichever direction it ends up being. And what you just said kind of doesn't make sense. I don't agree with it, or I don't understand it. Could you explain more about why you think that way? Or here's my primary reason why that sounds wrong to me. Could you kind of address that reason a little bit? Something like that. And so what they've done is they've used their brains. They've looked at what I said, and they said, I'm interested in having a positive and productive conversation with this person with whom I disagree. What's the best way to do that? Well, it's a combination of maybe like making myself heard, but also identifying where it is that I have the most difficulty engaging with them. It's not like I think they're a total crazy person, or else, you know, if they think I was a crazy person, they wouldn't be interacting with me on Twitter. So they think, you know, I have at least some respect for this guy, but this thing he's saying right here makes no sense. I'm going to identify what makes no sense, and I'm going to bring it up in a way that we can have a positive contribution or conversation about it. I get these a lot, and we have lots of great conversations. We don't always agree in the end, but we have great conversations. I say, you know what? I understand why you believe that thing. Have you taken a look at this particular thing that addresses that? Or I understand why you believe that thing. Have you ever considered how your experience may be different from somebody else? And have you had any exposure to people with this different set of experiences? Or I say, wow, that's not something I'd considered before. I'd love to learn more about that. Can you teach me? You know, like there's all sorts of positive ways for a response, a negative response, you know, quote unquote negative response to something that I say to go. And I love those conversations, man. I really love people engaging with you that way. There's a different one that purports to be that same response. And I had some people actually say, why did you respond to that guy so negatively today? You know, he was just trying to learn. And I'm not mad at the people who said that because they thought he was. But it wasn't. He wasn't just trying to learn. And I'm not trying to hate this guy. I'm not saying his name. I'm not going to blast him on Twitter or whatever. Like it was public, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't saying, hey, everybody, look at this dope or something like that. It was me and him and that was it. And I'm going to leave it at that. But like the reason it wasn't is because each time I would say, hey, you know, what you're saying is wrong or whatever. And he'd say, oh, well, if you point me to the one article that proves this, you know, I'll take a look at it or something like that. So on the surface, statements like that you can well actually that statement, you know, well, actually that statement is a sign that somebody is interested in learning. And again, to the people who told me that he's interested in learning, I'm not well actually you, but I'm well actually someone who does that. Because what you're basically saying there is, I'm going to throw out my statement here. And I'm going to put all the work on you, you know, you being me, to now put forward your entire theological, political, sociological framework, and spend all this time in your day to try to persuade me over the span of, you know, 140 characters at a time, and I'm not actually listening. You know, like, I've had those conversations with those people before. They're not productive, and you're exhausted. And I've talked to pastors, and I've talked to politicians, and I've talked to public intellectuals and all these folks who have interact with these people. This is a very common type of interaction, and it is a very destructive and negative and condescending type of interaction that is sort of, again, remember we talked about passive aggressive. It's passive aggressive or whatever in the way that it says it's one thing and it's really something else. It's deceptive. And I think it might even oftentimes be deceptive to the person using it. They really think that they're saying, they're positing that, or they're putting themselves in a position of learning. Well, if you just kind of do this work for me, that, you know, if you give me this thing, then I'll do it, whatever. But it's like, you're putting all the responsibility and all the onus for this thing on another person, and then you're taking an aggressive initial stance. So essentially what you're saying is any rando dude on Twitter has the right, and he definitely felt like it was a right because of some of the things he said later, to demand that any time I make a statement or retweet a thing, I then undergo his scrutiny, you know, purported scrutiny of what I'm saying, and at any point be willing to give him lists of articles, and I must have the perfect article that understands exactly where he's coming from and gives him, you know, the whatever, you know, like, no, screw you. Like, I've got a job. I've got things I got to do. And I think that the primary concept there is like, because you said words on Twitter, you now get to dictate how I'm going to use my time. And that's just not how it works. Like, I'm sorry. You know, and at one point he ended up saying something like, well, if you're going to say things on Twitter, you better be willing for them to be, you know, complained about. And I'm like, cool. And you better be willing for me to say, hey, the way you're engaging is not a way I'm comfortable with people engaging. So bye-bye. You know, if you want to talk to me about this, if you want to come to Listener's Posture, I will give you some places to learn. You know, go learn and then come back and have this conversation again, because I'm not interested in rehashing these same foundational arguments against whatever it is, whether it's, you know, gender equity or, you know, whatever, over and over and over again. Like, I'm not your teacher. You know, there's people and there's tools and there's resources and there's articles and there's opportunities out there for you to learn if you want. And that is something I can say very gently to someone, and then they can respond and say, oh man, I didn't know. Could you show me a couple articles that you'd recommend starting with? I'd be like, yeah, man, I'll spend 5 minutes of my day looking up articles for you and sending you a couple that I think are really helpful. I'll recommend a couple books, because your posture is a learner. If someone comes to me and says, you know what, this gender equity thing, it's never settled well with me. It feels like to me, it's actually doing the wrong thing to hire based on gender or to consider gender in hiring, because you're now being sexist, reverse sexism, right? And I'm like, well, no, that's not really what's going on. But man, I'm perfectly happy to kind of talk through that, right? I get that feeling. I've had that feeling. Here, let me show you a couple things where why that's not the case. And I have these conversations all the time. So it's not I'm saying, how dare you, demand time from me because I'm important and you're not. No, that's crap. But I'm not going to waste my time groveling, you know, to try and get you to change your mind. Like, no, like, go. Yeah, I'm just not going to do that. It's not worth my time. It's not worth my effort. And I, you know, I have no concerns there. And so I think that the kind of the idea of like this reasonable adult public discourse is really around how you treat people. Like, it's not about don't come to me with opinions that disagree with me. It's about when we come to each other, when we disagree with each other, let's treat each other with dignity and respect and present our disagreements in a way that we are looking to learn and understand. If I come to someone who I disagree with and I say, you know what? I totally disagree with you, but I'm really interested. Like, I was talking to Jacob Bennett this morning. I was like, why'd you do that thing in that Git commit? And he's like, oh, here's this article of like why I'm doing it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. He's like, yeah, what do you think? I was like, I hate it, but I want to learn. I want to see if I hate it because because it's bad, or if I hate it because it's just different than what I'm used to and I need to go learn. So I was like, so tell me, like, in what concrete ways have you used this thing or whatever? And he, like, we had this really great conversation. And if we didn't have the ability to respect each other, like, he would have heard me say that as be like, oh my gosh, you're so terrible. And I wouldn't have even brought it up to him, and I would have just been judging him remotely. Instead, we had a really great conversation about it. So I think that in general, it's just kind of like, if you have respect for the people you're talking to, if you value their opinion and you think that in the places when you disagree, even if they're wrong, they're intelligent and well-intentioned, then that sets you up for positive and forward moving and encouraging conversations that don't end up saying, screw you, get out of here, you're wasting my time, right? Like nobody will ever say, no decent human being will ever say, screw you, you're wasting my time to someone who's having, like who's treating them with dignity and respect from either side. But that will certainly be the case if you're in a situation where somebody pretends like they're actually interested in having a conversation and reality just wants to be heard. Like I was at a meetup the other night and as with every time you ever give a talk or in a meetup, there's at least one person who asks questions, like questions in quotes, because their questions are actually just an ability to prove how smart they are, right? Like those people are there all over the place. So like an emotionally intelligent person can suss that out and you need to protect yourself and just say, I'm not going to engage with that. Like, that's why people say don't feed the trolls. What it really means is like when people are coming at you either openly or, you know, not openly to be disruptive and to annoy and have no interest in positive discourse, like don't let them control the narrative. And so like one of the things that I do, I'm sorry, I'm already 11 minutes, but I'm just going to keep going. One of the things that I really like doing is when somebody comes to me with often I'll get like a tweet, 140 characters of work of their brain. They spit something out and it's obvious that like in the way they said it, they're expecting me to now turn around and write them a whole diatribe about why I, you know, to stand up to their criticism or something like that. So one of the things I really like to do, this is a tip for other folks, is when someone does that, reword the tweet in response to them in a way that requires them to put their ideas out in the line. I actually learned this from a friend of mine who's like a religious apologist. He's like, look, a whole bunch of people have these really clever statements that they're going to make to you to try and disprove your, you know, religious convictions or something like that. And then all of a sudden they've said this one pithy sentence and now you're responsible for spending 15 minutes explaining it. And often what you can do is don't do that. Sit back and think, what assumptions and worldviews and all this kind of statements are kind of implied in that? And then turn around and make them explain them, because almost always they have not actually thought through the issue. Almost always they've got some pithy thing or some unconsidered opinion. That's what happened today. You know, the statement was, well, why don't you just let someone's skills stand for them? Well, first of all, you clearly didn't read the article that I linked because it directly addresses that concept. But additionally, there's all sorts of reasons why that's not acceptable and all sorts of reasons why that doesn't address the sources of inequity in hiring right now. It's awful. And if you had done any reading, any thinking, any prep, any engagement with ideas, or even had any interest in actually learning what I was sharing there, that would not have been your response. So the moment you do that, you know, like I already know the posture you're coming with, and I would love to give you an opportunity to like to change your posture. And so I said, oh yeah, why don't you go learn these things? But I'm not going to spend 30 minutes of my day interacting with you. So I hope that both from the perspective of like people who are seeing me engage here and wondering why, or people who are on the opposite side and have disagreed with me ever, hopefully if you've ever disagreed with me, you had a really positive experience. Or if you're finding yourself in positions like me where people are either trolling you or at least just kind of like doing that thing where they pretend like they're looking for real engagement and they're really not, like to give you the tools and the freedom to just engage where you want to engage and disengage where you want to disengage. So that's it. Man, 13 minutes and 20 seconds, and I haven't even added the intro music yet. This is going to be a 15-minute geek show here, and I don't care. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, 5MinuteGeekShow.com. I should go buy 15MinuteGeekShow.com, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS if you like the show. Rate it. Share with your friends. Buy me 15MinuteGeekShow.com. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
Hooey, drive that fire truck. Hooey, drive that fire truck. Ding! I mean, hooey, drive that fire truck. Hooey, drive that fire truck. Ha, 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 ha.
Nice work.